They have not died in vain. Your message from your Chief Executive, Major General Retired Nick Kaplan, CB. Early in 2018, and completely out of the blue, I received an invitation to speak in a debate at the Oxford Union, the Debating Society of Oxford University. The motion was, "This House believes that we have not remembered them." And the debate was scheduled for 8th November 2018, 3 days before the 100th anniversary of Armistice. To this day, I don't know why they asked me. I'm neither an Oxford man nor a debater, but it felt like a rare opportunity. I was given the option of which side to speak on, and I chose to oppose the motion. Joining me on that side in the debate was the author Simon Jenkins and Andrew Murrison, MP. The debate was one of those experiences I will never forget. My argument was, loosely speaking, based on the following. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them. These words, written by the Oxford poet Lawrence Binyon as part of the poem For the Fallen, were inspired by the casualties of the British Expeditionary Force following the Battle of Mons. The words were published in the Times newspaper on the 21st of September 1914 and became the Ode of Remembrance. This also became the exhortation that has been declared as part of the ceremony at the Menin Gate, Ypres, every single day since its opening in July 1927, stand fast a period during World War II when the ceremony relocated to the Brookwood Cemetery. This ceremony commemorates the deaths of over 54,000 Commonwealth soldiers whose names appear on the Menin Gate. Blind Veterans UK has had the significant privilege of making this exhortation from time to time, and our name is inscribed on a commemorative bell that hangs at the gate. Close to this location is the site of the Second Battle of Ypres of 1915, so significant for our charity as it was the first time that the German army deployed poison gas against the Allied troops. Many of our early St Dunstaners received their life-changing injuries at Ypres. Oxford University's roll of service numbers 14,500 who lost their lives during the Great War. There are war memorials and plaques in every college that record the fallen. One of the names that jumped out at me was that of Henry Moseley, a scientist responsible for Moseley's law relating to atoms. Moseley's loss was registered in the House of Commons as being one of the most significant and led directly to scientists being a protected profession in terms of call-up. Our National Service of Remembrance is conducted at the Cenotaph every year. For 2018, the 100th anniversary year, in addition to the 10,000 British and Commonwealth veterans on parade, there was a people's procession of 10,000 civilians. The oldest veteran on parade at the Cenotaph that year, at the tender age of 103, was Ron Freer, who had been a blind veteran since World War II and whose father had been killed on the front in September 1918. For all these people, remembrance is a deeply personal affair, a time of sadness, of loss, a time to reflect and to learn. Remembrance is not restricted to big ceremonies. It is conducted in many ways right across our country and beyond. At the National Memorial Arboretum, amongst 30,000 trees, there are over 300 memorials. Opened in May 2001, the NMA is now our nation's most popular large visitor attraction. I was privileged to visit a few years ago with some of our blind veterans from the Afghanistan campaign. It was profoundly moving to see them touching the names of comrades that they had left behind in that war. Another moment I will never forget. I think it's reasonable to say then that there is a significant amount of remembrance activity in our country today. But, to use an expression we use regularly in the charity to hold ourselves to account, so what? What purpose can this have for us today? At the Menin Gate, there is a further inscription that both inspires and challenges. See to it that they shall not have suffered and died in vain. This is echoed in the epitaph inscribed on a rock at Kohima, which implores, "When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow we gave our today." Both statements are clarion calls for us to reflect on the tragedy of war, to learn and to act. At Blind Veterans UK, I like to think that we consider and take these challenges seriously, day in and day out. Our prime purpose is, and will remain, to help those blinded in war and subsequent to service overcome adversity and find life beyond sight loss. This work is vital and continuous, given that both sight challenges and needs change through life. It is our purpose to understand this and to be there, providing support and encouragement in any way that we can to promote independence and well-being for our members. We also strive to be a greater force for good. So much that we can do can be brought to the benefit of others who find themselves in adversity. Thanks to the change in our articles earlier this year, we stand ready to support anyone in our country who has lost their sight as a result of terrorist or warlike activity. And we are prepared to provide support to victims of war beyond our shores, where they have lost their sight due to aggressive action. Our first goal in this area is to help build a Ukrainian rehabilitation system for the vision impaired. With the benefit of new money raised for this purpose, we will be able to act and help Ukrainians blinded as a result of this terrible war. We could view this as Visio Nova, or a new vision, for we must continue to ensure that lives given have not been given in vain.